Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, it's your boy Cat Benson. You already know what it is, live and direct with the hottest show on the net, 856 Entertainment, straight out of Camden, Blog Talk Radio. Hey, yo, Knock, promo, let's get it.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
You are now listening to a Cheddar production.
Yeah. 5-0, hell no, watch out, cause here they come. Black eye, bell bro, watch out, cause here they come. Switch targeting, aim, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. 8th Street, Rock King, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. Rolling around with that flame, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. Nothing bearing this pain, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. Hating, get you no name, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. Fact is, I'm that king, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. 5-0, hell no, watch out, cause here they come. Block high, bell bro, watch out, cause here they come. Switch the target in pain, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. 8th Street, Rock King, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. Rollin' around with that flame, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. Nothing bearing this pain, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. Hatin' gay, you no name, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. Fact is, I'm that cane, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come.
Man, this shit get too real. Better blame your starters, pick your target. Flash your nigga and rub quarter. Got low with an O on the long fall. Some trill, little nigga, see my heat. That shot on radio, G sweet. Play D with desire, be a sweet. And this wolves out here and they see some sheep. Bad bitches all around in the custom. Talk about the rap, I'm hungry, I'm lovely. What you never had, boy, you can never have them. My bitch, yeah, you cannot have them. Try me for one, you're top, never have them. Niggas getting killed now, thinking I'm a bad one. Surface of the sea, I don't fuck with these craps. I'm lunch, not stressing, I ain't trying to have them. Told me what's the king, what's the master's to his throne. Fuck my mind, I leave you alone. You ain't Kevin Hart, bitch, take West Joe. If my mind is mad, I'll stick to the hope. Always what I plead for my case being broke. Niggas the world, they face full of folks. Devil is a lie, niggas took him as a joke. And I guess it's a good till they caught me with the coke. Far from the wood, I'm a tool with the bro. Fuck the police from Uncle John Doe. Word of the wise and the wise to me go. This grown man talk, little kids gotta go. Talk to little niggas like moms on the line. If they moms are the cops, then they moms gotta slide. Real nigga shit, this a real nigga rock. Get love, that's a real nigga lie.
5-0, hell no, watch out, cause here they come. Black eye, bell bro, watch out, cause here they come. Switch the target in pain, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. 8th Street, Rock King, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. Roll around with that flame, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. Nothing bearing this pain, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. Hatin' gay, you know name, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. Fact is, I'm that king, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. 5-0, hell no, watch out, cause here they come. Block high, bell bro, watch out, cause here they come. Switch the target in pain, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. 8th Street, Rock King, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come.
Coming up in the hood, man, ain't nothing good. Gotta get it how you living, nigga, this ain't Hollywood. Hustling all night trying to get that dough. Strap with the heat, catch the streets, get cold. No X, no O's, just pack that toe. When a nigga in the drought, man, anything goes. Whoa, body dropping, got Johnny watching. Little niggas running down, set to change the watches. The life that was lit way out of pocket. All the good died young, most time to chopper. Get it, how we live, nigga, ain't got time for the scares. Nigga, you heard we coming, we head. Nigga said the man got gun, who cares? Nigga, lay him down on the ground, that's some beef shit. Heard the click, heard the growl, that's some beef shit. Now I did by the file of the pieces. Choose your four bars, I ain't even peep it. Take this, we inspire you to hate this shit. Cause all the shit you're doing make us hurt, you feel me?
So I say 5-0, hell no, watch out, cause here they come. Lock high, bell bro, watch out, cause here they come. Always fitted that flame, nigga, CMDY came, nigga. Switch the target and aim, nigga. Fly swap through that cane, nigga.
5-0, hell no, watch out, cause here they come. Black eye, bell bro, watch out, cause here they come. Switch the target in pain, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. 8th Street, Rock King, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. Rollin' around with that flame, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. Nothing bearing this pain, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. Hatin' gay, you no name, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. Fact is, I'm that king, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. 5-0, hell no, watch out, cause here they come. Block high, bell bro, watch out, cause here they come. Switch the target and aim, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. 8th Street, why I came, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. Roll around with that flame, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. Nothing bearing this pain, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. Hatin' gay, you know name, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. Fact is, I'm that cane, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come.
was that Harry Con Fly, guys. That was our number one song last Sunday, man. Today we made number six.
Yeah.
Harry Con Fly, guys. Welcome to 856 Entertainment, Straight Out Cannon Radio Show 1.2, man. Light skin nigga tattoos, Pro-matic.
All right, no, man. It's your boy, Knock the God. You know, another day, another 856 Entertainment, man. Straight out of Canada, you already know, season two. I'm saying it's the city, man. We definitely about to take over this year. It's 2015, and we about to turn shit up, man, in a big way.
My boy got the buzz going on.
FaceTime call. My bad, man.
But yeah, so we just, you know, doing it for the city and getting in. We got some crazy ass topics today. And we got the question of the day too. So if you want to call in at 347-989-8082, the question of the day is: if you're a woman or man that you are deeply in love with had to go to jail for 10 years, will you stay and hold them down? Now,
fuck love never.
All right, so I got this topic from watching The Walking Dead. I was watching The Walking Dead the other day. And this lady, she lost her husband. And I don't even think 2 months passed and she started fucking his best friend.
Woohoo!
I mean, so what do you call loyalty? So now to come to find out, the man is actually not dead and he came back to her. Yeah, it was like the first sentence. His name's Rick.
Kids?
Yeah, she got one kid. His name is Rick. He's like the main character. I'm just starting.
That's a show? I swear
yeah,
movie.
The Walking Dead. Yeah, it's a show. And he came back, and then she's all shocked and shit. So I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, yo, this bitch a thot, man. Because how can you just cheat on your husband or even your boyfriend that you have a child with that quick? Like, it's crazy. So I want to ask America today, if your man or woman that you are deeply in love with had to go to jail for 10 years, will you stay and hold them down? So you can call in 347-989-8082. Again, 347-989-8082. Tell us your answer. Call us in. Tell us your answer. Tell us why you chose that.
Are you going to tell us your answer?
I'm going to tell later. I mean, fuck no. I ain't staying no 10 years. You got the game fucked up, bitch. I ain't staying.
You got 2 hours, bitch.
Soon
as I get to call you,
15 minutes. Wow, yeah, you know what I mean? Nah, man. As soon as I'm like, all right, baby, I'm going to hold you down. Then I think about, like, fuck, you mean hell no.
Yeah.
I'm be going to your sister. I was looking at the whole time, bitch. Yeah, I mean, but definitely call us at 347-989-8082. Tell us your answer. Tell us how you feel about the situation. Yo, did you hear about that Philadelphia's traffic disaster? It's like 3 people, 4 people that died in traffic. And I think it was the I-76. I forgot what highway it was, but. Yeah, it was a big disaster today.
You know the big death around here is
Puerto Rican boy, yeah, Sammy. Yeah. I know I seen on Facebook.
Why the guy, Sammy.
You knew him?
Nah.
I don't chill with Puerto Ricans. I don't know.
This is what I don't like. I'm saying I rest peace to him. Everybody that knew him, I'm sorry for y'all lost his family, you know. But I hate the people who does this. Oh. My friend used to know you back in the day, so I heard you was cool. Or like, oh, I just found out you was my cousin. I love you. What? What the fuck is you talking about? I don't like that.
Nah, people be doing
that. I don't
that.
Like that, though. Like, if you knew that person, because it's people out here who write statuses and all that stuff all the time, and y'all be like, all right, y'all still talking about you get on my nerves. But it's people who just bring up anything just to, like, be seen. Like, oh, it was this girl. Like, oh, I just found out my mom and your mom was close friends back in the day. So you posted a picture of him that say that. I don't like that.
Yeah, they be like, yeah, that's my cousin's ex-boyfriend's brother's sister's son or some shit like
and
that.
I heard you was cool as hell, so I just want to say rest in peace, and he was a cool person.
Just say rest in peace, sorry for your loss.
Yeah, and just keep it pushing. Like, nobody need to know all the dumb shit that you about to say in between. I don't like that. But, nah, rest in peace to the Bulls. Sam, he was well-known. I mean,
yeah,
I see a lot of status and stuff. I heard he was like that on the bike,
too. Oh, yeah,
I seen a couple of his videos.
Yeah.
He liked that. I heard they're having a little ride-out for him. I don't know what day, I don't know what place. You know, you can't really say that. The cops don't like you riding out on bikes and shit like that. But everybody who is going to the ride,
be safe,
you know,
out there,
be safe,
man. You know, the police gonna be on their ass
and shit like that. I mean, the police always gonna be on y'all. Hopefully y'all know how to, you know, get away and do what you've been doing. But you know, I mean,
if y'all do get called, don't call us.
Just wear your helmets, be safe, shit like that, man. Rest in peace to the Bull Sammy. Now that's basically the big news that's around.
That's in the hood, man. And I heard that party on Friday was jumping, that little fairy ass party.
Yeah, I mean, it was like somebody. I seen some dude get knocked out. You know,
ooh,
fighting
as soon as you got in the building.
Yeah, not even 2 minutes. I walked in 2 minutes and shit was over. I mean, it was a ferry station anyway, right next to Woodland. Like, it's Woodland across the street, that was the party. Now, you know that party won't go on long.
Yeah, everybody should have known that, man.
Definitely.
I mean, that's how it is. But shout out to them, whoever hosted that party. I don't know who hosted the party, though, but shout out to y'all and everything. But, bro, we got something new that I actually want to try out. I've seen a lot of girls posting videos of them singing on, you know, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. So I want them to give them a chance to be on the radio. You know what I mean? So, if you're good enough and you send us a video, tag us in a video or whatever, that you singing a cover or whatever, definitely we can, like, convert it to an audio and put it on the radio and shit for you and shout her out and give her a Facebook and shit. And maybe, if she's that good, get her an interview.
Shit.
Some type of deal in the studio or something.
Yeah.
You know, me and Nah got that connection. So.
Me? Holla at us, man. We definitely told you. It's 2015. It's our year. We got shit to prove, man. We ain't got nothing to lose. You already know, man.
Yeah, man. So we doing big things and shit. So if you ladies out there, even fellas, man, I ain't going to knock out. I ain't trying to make this a diverse thing. Fellas, if you know how to sing, definitely send us a video or even tag us, man. Tag us in the video. Make sure it's like a YouTube video, though, so I can convert that. If you want to just send me the audio or send it to our audio page, because you know they can do that by messages on Facebook, and you just send us the audio. Let me know. You can hit us up at any time, and we'll put you on a radio show at any time. So just definitely let us know about that situation and everything, stuff like that. So, you know. So we're about to go on to the number 5 song. My boy Chopper Styles called Bricks In, man. I fucked with this song. That's why I wanted to make it number 5. Is this the one where he say he's going to fuck somebody's sister?
It might be.
He's not fucking my sister, bro. So I'm trying. I don't got no sisters for you to fuck, bro. But you already know E56 Entertainment. Follow me on Twitter at @IM_DJPomo. Let's get it.
Yeah, man. Follow me at Nakaveli, man. Let's get it.
YNG shit, BGM shit. Boy, you know that I'm fucking your sister, get it. She pop that ass and I'ma keep on hitting it. I catch a lick, she gon' be right with it. But I heard a bruh forgot them braces. Boy, you know that I'm fucking your sister.
He gon' get connected. I ring up gangster, he gon' bring them way.
keep on hitting it. I catch a lick, I say gon' be right with it. But I heard a bruh forgot them bricks. Boy, you know that I'm fucking your sister. She fuck that ass and I'ma keep on hitting it. I catch a lick, she gon' be right with it. But I heard a bruh forgot them bricks. Boy, you know that I'm fucking your sister. She fuck that ass and I'ma keep on hitting it. For a shipment. She say he parked around the corner with it. We load them choppers, now we bout to stick 'em. We leave that pussy motherfucker empty. But we riding with some fucking killer shooters. Loot is parked full of fucking killer shooters. But we just hit Pedro. We in Europe spending pesos. Bitch, I got a hella bankroll. Gucci Fendi on my belt, though. I take this nigga health, though. If he holding on the wealth, though. Boy, you know that I'm fucking your sister. Get it. She pop that ass and I'ma keep on hitting it. I catch a lick, I say gon' be right with it. But I heard a bruh forgot.
Nobody's sister over here, bruh. That was number 5 song, Bricks In, by my boy Chopper Style. New Wave, right? New Wave Entertainment, man. Big shout out to y'all. Y'all doing y'all big thing. If anybody missed the NFL, the Seahawks beat the Packers 28-22. A hell of a game. The Packers is beating them 19-7. Like 4 or 5 minutes left of the fourth quarter. How the fuck did you let them come back?
I don't know what the fuck Aaron Rodgers was thinking, what was going through his head. But, like, you were supposed to, man, you were supposed to blow them the fuck out, man. You were supposed to keep your foot right on their neck, man. I don't know what the fuck happened. I mean, y'all lost, so therefore y'all deserve to lose, but y'all were winning. Y'all was definitely in their ass, man. But, I mean, it is what it is, man. Y'all going home, y'all watching from the couches like everybody else, man.
But we all got to give our shits to Russell Wilson. No matter how many interceptions he thrown, I mean, how many sacks he got, he still came back,
still
got his composure
game
together,
yeah,
and won the fucking game.
Got his game. So now we're just waiting for the Colts and Patriots game to be over. You know, the Patriots up right now.
7-0. So big shout out to them, man. I mean, the NFL is getting exciting. I can't wait to the Super Bowl. I mean, how many people is having a Super Bowl party?
I want to have one, but I ain't got nowhere to have this shit.
Yeah. I mean, I could have one, but ain't nobody gonna come.
Shit. Let me hear about it. I'm gonna have a motherfucker jumping like a Gotti show, man.
Nah, man. I mean, I might have one. I've been thinking about having one. If the Eagles was playing, I definitely would have one. But, you know, since the Eagles is not playing, I don't know if I can have one and shit. So, you know how that go, man. But let's get on one of the topics of the day. Is it okay for a woman to be a prostitute / escort? Now, I know what y'all thinking. Me and Knock is degrading these women. Because there is male escorts out there, too.
Yeah.
Is it okay for them also? So, I looked at this question, and I thought about it in my head, like, I think it's cool. But what if your daughter did it or something? Would it be okay then? It hurt like a motherfucker. But I don't got no daughter. So, bitch, it is okay for a woman to be a prostitute slash escort.
Someone else's daughter, goddamn it. What the fuck y'all talking about?
You got a lot of women out here that's actually doing this because they don't have no direction of where else they can go. I mean, I'm not going to make no excuses of why they're doing it, but, I mean, hey, they do what they do. I mean, is it okay for a stripper to be a stripper? You know what I mean?
I think so.
You know, I think so, too. I mean, it depends on the woman and their standards. I mean, as long as they clean, they do what they do, I don't see the problem. If they're making money to, you know, especially if they have children, what if they don't have no way out? Then, yeah. I know people that make this a legitimate business, man. People like women out here, some women sloppy with it. They'll charge you $20 for everything and shit. And that's sloppy. That's the prostitute. Escorts is worth the big time. You know what I mean? They charge you $100 and then they charge you by the hour. So they be like, not going to holler at an escort. You know what I mean? He can get 2 hours for $250 and some shit.
Shit. Fuck that.
And in other words, the prostitute would charge you $20 for some head and sex. So that's the difference between the prostitute and escort. Prostitutes is outside. It's outside of the business. Escort is like a legitimate business. This is their daytime job. They keep this. This is what they do. They might have a whole organization out there with this. They have separate drivers. They have bosses that run the shit. You know what I mean? Pimps, whatever. Prostitutes actually have the pimps. But the escort is business. You know what I mean?
So, I mean, promo got the breakdown. I ain't know nothing about that shit. You can look at it
as the same though, prostitute and escort, but you wouldn't really see an escort downtown. Well, I don't know. People look at it as the same definition.
I could be.
Downtown chicks, I call them prostitutes. Them chicks on Backpage.com, I call them escorts.
I call the bitches downtown prostitutes. The ones on Backpage, prostitutes.
Well, we got a caller in here, man. Let's see what's up. Hello?
What's up?
What's up? Who this?
It's Anissa.
What's up, man? What's going on with you?
Nothing much. You already knew I had to comment on this situation.
Oh, the topic? Which one? The woman prostitute topic? All right, tell me about it. What's
up? First off, I feel as though shouldn't no man tell a woman what she can and cannot do with her body. That's number one. How you judge her? Don't nobody judge these niggas out here for selling drugs. All right, a woman's making her money the way she do. I feel as though prostitutes are mostly the ones that's out on the street, you feel me, hooking from out of.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I feel. But as a person, like, from my own experience, from me being, like, I did the back page, you feel me, it's different. You got standards, you set your price. Mostly you got prostitutes that'll do stuff for like $5-$10. I feel as though if you want to sell it, be an escort, put stacks on it. That's how I feel.
Oh yeah, I feel the same way. You know what I mean? If a woman thinks selling her pussy is the option for her to get money, why not?
Might as well go for the highest price, because I can go right now and go on my phone and be like, yo, I'm gonna bring you some McDonald's. And she gonna fuck me, and that's like $6. I'm being generous, motherfucker. McDonald's, I'm hitting it. So I mean, if you're gonna do it right, you know what I mean. $100, motherfucker gonna pay for it.
$100. I'm sorry. Now that's too cheap. I'm sorry. I'm telling you, if you're gonna be that type of person that's gonna risk your life, put money on it. Like, I don't want to hear no $100, $200. No, if you gonna sell it, put some money on it. Get something out of it.
Throw a number at me.
My personal, one of my prices was like $550. And did I get it? I did. And he was a regular.
What's the effects of the guy? So if he paid $550, what is he getting? Just one 15-minute nut?
Yep. And then that's the funny part. They continue. The same person. I ain't even have to have more than one person because he was coming back every day. $550. There you go. Or I'll get probably $100 extra.
So you were telling a man $550 to have sex with you.
Yes, I did.
Wow. Wow. I mean, if a man is going to do that, then why the fuck not? If you're going to get his ass done, then why not? You know what I mean? So, hey, if you say it was successful, why not?
Yeah. I mean, there's some downers on that one. You get locked up and charged. I mean, seriously, with that type of stuff. So you gotta be careful. Either way, prostituting on the streets or escorting, you gotta be careful either way, though.
Yeah. So I mean, hey, if you feel as though it was a good thing, then why not? You know. But answer our question of the day: If your man was that you're deeply in love with, had to go to jail for 10 years, would you hold him down, stay with him?
Hell no.
Oh.
And that's me being honest. No. Because, first of all, I didn't put you in there. I didn't tell you to go do the dumb shit you was doing. No, I did not. And I'm damn sure not. No, the hell I will not. You got me fucked all the way up. Females going to sit there and say, yeah, well, she lying. And she probably doing his boy or his bro. I'm not going to sit there and lie to you. Am I going to hold you down? No. Am I going to rape you? No. Am I going to do business? You? No. No, I will not. Am I going to put money on your books? You got me chopped. Nope.
Oh.
What you was doing,
damn.
You should have put money to the side for what, if you was to get locked up. I'm not. No, I will not. Well, I tell your mom you locked up? Sure, I will. No, I will not. Because if I feel as though you're the type that's going to get locked up for some dumb shit, then you just not meant for me. Sorry.
So you ain't going to send him a letter saying you threw it in, fuck that, I'll be your friend.
I would let him know from the beginning, if you get locked up, I'm not holding you down. I'm letting you know that now. And I've told boys that I'm not holding you down if you get locked up. So don't look at me for bail money. No, I will not.
Damn.
Okay.
You said fuck.
I'm not going to have you thinking, oh, she's going to, no, because I'm going to tell you from the door. There ain't going to be no confusion, no nothing. No, I will not. It's not happening. You better get one of your side bitches and one of them to do it, because I ain't got time for it. No, I don't.
Oh, Lord. Oh, man. But listen, we thank you for calling in and answering all the questions. You kept it all the way 100, and that's what we needed. But, you know what I mean, we got a couple more callers about these topics, so we're going to get to them. It's up to you if you want to stay on or if you want to hang up.
I got to go.
Okay,
well, thank you for calling, love.
You're welcome.
All right. So we got one more caller.
My Lord.
Hello?
You.
Who this gang?
You already. What's up, bro? Hey, yo, what's up with y'all niggas, man? I'm hearing this $550.
Like,
oh.
You hear this, bro?
You paying it, bro?
Hey, yo, DJ, I'm like, yo, what the fuck her pussy doing that niggas paying $550? He better be cooking dinner and everything else, bro.
Bro, it's not doing nothing, bro.
I said, but they said tune in. I heard $550. I said, I think I hit the wrong channel, man. What the fuck? $550. I'm like, oh man.
Yo, bro, man. That price is wild.
Bro, where's she? What is she like? What is she like? What she got? The best of the best. She gotta be all the way exotic.
If niggas is paying for it, then shit, she must up, bro.
But if it, I don't know if she got the best pussy, because I'll be damned if I give her $550. I could put that on a car or something.
I've been paid for the best, and they might get a hundo. I'm going to keep it 100. Feel me? But $550, bro? That's some chunkies or something, bro.
Huh?
That's a... Damn.
That's crazy. So about the prostitution, do you care that, I mean, women are prostitutes?
Nah, not even, bro, because at the end of the day, bro, I see it as it could be different. It could be different ways or reasons why they're doing it nowadays.
Like,
feel me? Like
college girls and shit.
Yeah, I bumped in the for real, bro. I'm a real nigga, bro. I didn't hit that. Like she said, that back page shit. I hit that shit before. Feel me? And I bumped into one of the most generous girls on there. Feel me? She sat there and told me her life story type shit. Like she a single mom and she got to pay to get through medical school. Feel me? And I respect that. Feel me? Like I mean. Why not? If you don't know no other way to get it, why not get it that way? Feel me? It's like we can't knock them, bro. It's like the same way how niggas go out here and hit the streets to sell packs, feel me? To get what they got to get. Girls can't do that, feel me? They got to find their own hustle. Like, I mean, if they saying selling their pussy is the way they getting it, like, man, a hustler is a hustler at the end of the day, bro.
For real, for real. You can't knock it neither, man, because, you know, you got niggas, you got young niggas like us, you got old little geezer perverts like them, who going to pay the $5.50 to hit it?
Yeah.
Going to get it to get it.
Old white nigga.
Yeah, because it wasn't none of us. $5.50, all right. I ain't taking you home either. You tripping.
Bro, she had me looking at my pockets, bro. I'm like, damn, I felt broke when she said it. Like, damn, $5.50. I'm like, oh. I'm like, they need to answer my call because she is acting up. You got to get her off the line. She's acting up.
I'm like, yeah. Bro, everybody start hitting my phone like, $5.50. She tripping.
Yeah. What is she, boy? I thought she was Asian, a little bit of Cuban, a little bit of Dominican, Puerto Rican, a little bit of French. Yeah.
But answer the question of the day, bro. If your woman that you deep in love with had to go to jail for 10 years, you going to stay and hold her down or nah?
Man, I'm a real nigga, bro. For real, I'm going to hold her down, bro, because I'm a nigga that like to talk, feel me? So, All that jail time shit is conversation, bro. And conversation is a must. Feel me? I'ma do what I expect for her to do. Feel me? And that's cause me holding it down. And yeah, cause it's reasons for that shit. For me, 10 years, bro. That's what y'all said. 10 years, right?
Yeah,
man. Listen, she might be going at doing that 10 years for me. Never know, man. I hold it down. No real shit.
That's deep.
I never thought of it like that, man. That's definitely coming from a real nigga.
Yeah. And you
she
know,
she gotta be a real bitch to be like, yo, that's mine and take 10 years. I'm writing that bitch. I might go spend a night in the county with that bitch.
For real. But with y'all, and when y'all saying like doing 10 years, like, I mean, for real, if that's the main bitch and she doing 10 years, 9 times out of 10 it's some shit that y'all both got into, so you might be sitting somewhere next to her, feel me? So a kite is a must. You need that, feel me? That's
for real.
Yeah, because I know some niggas that been in that situation still lead they bitch and shit, man. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah, they do. I mean, but bro, we forget, bro. Like, I'm gonna say it like how the nicest way to put it, bro. Us niggas, bro, we dogs, bro. It's like it's not how you get pit bulls, that's a dirty down dog, and you get little Pomeranian, that's a nice cute dog. We dogs at the end of the day, regardless of how we put it, feel me? Niggas gonna do them, feel me? I mean, I ain't saying I ain't gonna be out here 9-8 and shit, but feel me, I'm gonna hold it down.
she definitely gonna know you hitting shit. Just if I'm doing 10 years, I'm gonna tell her straight up, do what you gotta do. When I get out, we could be cool or whatever, but I already know you're gonna be.
I'll still help her out, though, yeah, but I don't know if I can, like, not fuck nothing else. Nah.
Yeah, me neither. I mean, bro, even if she is out there getting slammed on 10 years, bro, if you gonna give me conversation and make sure I'm good and I can eat for the whole 10 years, bro, that's damn near like adopting a kid for 10 years, bro. And it's hard out here. I'm fucking gonna come home and still be with her, feel me? Just because of loyalty, for me, sometimes loyalty rules over love, bro.
Yeah.
Definitely. But, you know, gotta get on with the show. And we got a couple more callers as well. So it's up to you if you want to stay on or if you want to hang up.
You be listening. How do you listen to it? You call in or you be listening to it online?
I got it. For real, bro. I sure I'm nigga so much love. I got it on one phone, and I called in, bro. I'm like, the more views for me, more better for my niggas. For me. But, yeah, you know, I'm going to stick around, gang. We around, feel me?
All right. Good luck, bro. We're going to put you on mute. We're going to get on to the next song and shit.
All right, bro.
All right, man. That's some deep-ass fucking answers there. $5.50 is must. $5.50
is crazy.
Next song we got, number 4 song of the week, Hustler Season by my boy HB Samson. You already know he 5'6 and 10. Let's get it, squad.
Uh-huh, I got what you need, I got a whole army, I make it look easy, and you can't harm me, cause it's Hustler Season, and it's Hustler Season, it's Hustler Season, and it's Hustler Season. Money, that's what a nigga into. Getting money should be plain and simple. Stay away from niggas acting unusual. A nigga play with minds, I'm acting unusual. Fuck a stop sign, I'm going, don't care about what you doing. They asking me what I'm making, tell I'm making it big. The two of them up in the air, my niggas all up in here. Got product in every pocket, so I'm ready to flip. Eyes lower than 10, money making no miss. She only
willing to bend, if he willing to spend. I'm the beast of the east, ain't no way to pretend. Everybody wanna eat, but they stomach too thin. I'm a
hustler, baby. I got a whole army, I make it look easy. You can't harm me, cause it's hustler season. It's hustler season, it's hustler season, it's hustler season. I got what you need, I got a whole army, I make it look easy. And you can't harm me, cause it's hustler season. It's hustler season, it's hustler season, it's hustler season.
Yeah, it's hustler season, hustler season. Everybody knows that it's hustler season. Grab yourself something, then flip it. Tonight I sold 33 of Scotty pimping. All these bitches wanna hate any niggas Teddy drawn, but they pockets bankrupt and they mouths overdrawn. But I keep it real low, I keep it real though. When it comes to the dough, all a nigga knows go. That's why I got the green lights tatted on my skin, smoking on blue cheese. Got me feeling like the wind, and I feel it in my heart. I can never take a loss, so I feel it in my brain. All I think about is when I'm a
hustler. I got a whole army, I make it look easy. You can't harm me, cause it's hustler season. It's hustler season, it's hustler season, it's hustler season. I got what you need, I got a whole army, I make it look easy. You can't harm me, cause it's hustler season. It's hustler season, it's hustler season, hustler season. Got what you need, I got a whole army, I make it look easy. You can't harm me, cause it's hustler season. It's hustler season, it's hustler season, it's hustler season. I got what you need, I got a whole army, I make it look easy. You can't harm me, cause it's hustler season. It's hustler season, it's hustler season, hustler season.
Our boy HB Samson, Hustler Season. You know, he hit me up with giving me that song last week around some time, man. Like, yo, put this one on station. You know what I mean? And the motherfucker that made the top six of the week. You know what I mean? So,
definitely. I fucks with it, man. It's Hustler Season. Sound like he's sipping some lean or something.
He probably was. That nigga
cool back getting his dick stuck while he's rapping that shit, man. That's crazy, man.
I mean, niggas is crazy. But yo, we had some real good ass answers for the prostitution escort thing, man. I mean, people was really getting in debt with it. And like I said, you never know a girl's situation and shit. Like I said, she probably was in the direction of getting turned like that. So, you know, some girls don't have no fathering figure in their life, so they figure, you know, giving up the pussy, niggas always want that.
Yeah.
And they know how we are. Niggas gonna pay for it one way or another. Buying this bitch something to eat, buying her weed, getting her something to drink. You know what I mean? We gonna pay it one way or another. So what's the difference from a bitch that wants some food and a bitch that just wants straight up cash? Is she still escorting this?
Nah. When you say it like that, it sound good. But if a bitch they bring me McDonald's, then that shit only costs $5.56. Then a bitch saying $555, I'm going to McDonald's. I don't give a fuck how long that line is. $5.50. Crazy
yeah,
as hell, boy.
I feel you, but we're about to go on to the next caller. Hello?
What up, Del?
I guess you don't want to talk. Next caller. Hello?
What up, Del?
I guess they don't want to talk. I guess they just want to stay online. Yeah,
man.
I feel you. Just let us know that. But, yeah, so, I mean, so just looking at it like that, if a bitch be like, yo, bring the weed, bring a bottle, what's the difference from a bitch saying that?
Then just bring me the
then
money.
Just
so
bring
I can
me,
get that.
Just bring me $60 or $70. Because maybe most of those girls on Backpage charge $60 for 15 minutes. Then they charge $80 for a half hour. Then they charge $120 for an hour. Don't ask me how I know.
I mean, we know how you know now, motherfucker. But, I mean, yeah, it definitely sound right, man, for real.
Man.
It definitely sound right. But, I mean, if the little bitch wants something to eat and she going to suck me for the meal, then I'm going to go grab her the meal. I see what you're saying to me. Sometimes the person you bought the food for just want the money. I'm saying that's basically all it is. The person who want the food just want the money now.
Yeah,
I mean, just go take her the money. And you get what you need, and you be out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not knocking that at all. So, they do what they do. And like I said, I don't think it's not wrong for a guy to be paying for it neither.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If a nigga gonna do what a nigga gonna do and shit, so you do what it do. But last topic we got for tonight is, how do you know, right? if you gave your shorty that A1 D, and how, ladies, how do you know if you gave your man that bomb-ass pussy? Call in at 347-989-8082. Again, 347-989-8082. I'm going to start with my boy B, man, because I know he's still on the line. I want to hear his answer, man.
Hey, Scoop.
Yo, bro.
Yeah, Scoop.
I know you heard it, man. What it is.
Oh, man. How I know I gave that A1? Man, listen. I know I gave her that A1, bro, right? Damn. My wigs, man. Y'all already get me in trouble, feel me? Nah, feel me? But, I mean, y'all seen the posters for me? I mean, if the girl lay on the bed and them legs shaping in the peak, man, I mean, she can't close her legs. I mean, that thing's still squirting. That's A1, feel me?
Yeah.
Man, when she caught, I know when I give her that A1 because I don't hear nothing from her. I could get ahead and then burn her whole house down. And I give her this pipe, man. She's nice and quiet the whole day. I'm like, damn, all right, that's the magic for me. That's what it is. That's like a muzzle for these girls. I mean, you ain't give her that A1, man, she ain't going to hear her talking. If she's still talking, then you step the game up, man.
Well, man. Every time somebody asks me that, always throw them back to baby boy. Remember when Tyrese got done and shit, the minute she went to sleep, she got up, she cooked, and she cleaned. That's how you know. He said it when he was hitting it. Going to make my top clean his house. She's like, yeah, see? You feel me? It's when you give commands and shit like that. But how I know when I get an A1, when they hit me the next day, like, well, you trying to chill. Oh, I got you. We trying to chill.
Oh, yeah.
Feel, at first, I'm texting you like, what's up? We chilling? I mean, then they like, you always want to chill. You giving that good D. Now we say, when we chilling? Mm-hmm. I see what you saying. You chill whenever you want, so you fucking talking about.
Yep, or when it's, man, listen, you know you're getting that A1 from me when that head get laid on your chest, man. Because they thinking about how much they love you or how much they love that dick, man. Word up, they like, oh, man. Want to hug and cuddle after that shit, man. Listen, girls don't lay up next to no bullshit. I mean, you lay that pipe, man, real shit, man. You might get she wanna sit another half hour before she even get up to make that dinner, man. You remember? Tyree had to smack that ass. I'm like, yo, now go cook that food. For me, she was sitting there in the trap. Still dreaming, feel me? Still dreaming. But nah, yeah. Though, man. Yo, I got a couple more people that they text me, told me they trying to call in right now. For me, I don't want to hold the line up.
Yeah, tell them call in. You feel me? We got a long list of callers, you feel me? But, I mean, you're going to hang up and get one more person an extra line. You can, you know what I'm saying? Just keep tuned in.
Yeah, you know, for me, at the end of the day, if they don't look like they line jumping, tune the board back in. I'm around.
All right.
A big shout out to gang shit.
Gang entertainment, man. Yeah. Around this bitch, man.
Yeah, man, I think it's a lot of signs. I need a woman's opinion. Like, how do they know if they gave their dude some A1 bomb sex and shit? I mean, you ever had some bomb ass sex before that made you do some like weird crazy shit?
I'm trying to think.
I don't think I never had and shit. I was still normal afterwards and shit.
I mean, like the good sex, you don't be normal. You just in your head, you just be like, damn,
good ass sex.
What the fuck? You just gotta keep looking at her. Like, is this bitch real? You never did that? Just looked at a bitch after sex, like, yo, is she real? Like, this is what it is, but after that, you just be like, man, fuck that. Like, me personally, like, good sex is good sex, don't get me wrong, but after I hit it, like, the third, fourth time, man.
It's like, whatever type
shit,
definitely.
Huh? Yeah, definitely, that's what it
is, but. Yeah, we gonna get more on this topic. We about to play number 3 song. It's called What It Is by my boy Lil Fida. I hate these weird-ass fucking names. Shout out to 856 Entertainment, like our Facebook page, let's get squat.
Fuck them. dogs on back, you niggas, yeah, you know we stay strapped. Got the heart of a lion, nigga, 5'6". Magazine stay full, nigga, won't you take a pic? Taking numbers down my phone, they ain't talking about no whim. All you niggas do is stop your life, ain't nothing but a trend. You can act around the city, bitch, I'm all about my end. We the best up in this bitch, and all we wanna do is win. I'm on a come up, sun down and sun up. If you think you can take the baton, then nigga, run up. Niggas think they close, but I'm always one up. Kick the game in the nuts, don't go sun up. 10 toes down, bitch, I'm never on my knees. Kill every beat I get, bitch, I never let them breathe. I'm a king in this bitch, I'd never be a sheep. I'm just trying to get rich, give a fuck about some sleep. They ask me why I act like this, I know that I'm the shit. I don't fuck with them niggas, cause you know I'm about my biz. If you see that VIP, you better put me on the list. Don't ask me why I do it, you just know that's what it is. Don't ask me why I do it, you just know that what it is. Don't ask me why I do it, you just know that what it is. Don't ask me why I do it, you just know that what it is. Don't ask me why I do it, I'm just trying to get. They ask me why I act like this, I know that I'm the shit. I don't fuck with them niggas, cause you know I'm about my biz. If you see that VIP, you better put me on the list. Don't ask me why I do it, you just know that's what it is. Don't ask me why I do it, you just know that what it is. Don't ask me why I do it, you just know that what it is. Don't ask me why I do it, you just know that what it is. Don't ask me why I do it, I'm just trying to get. Hey.
That was Lil Fooda.
What
it is, man. I like that shit, man. That shit got a nice little melody to it, a little flow to it. I like that shit,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I fucks with it. So, everybody, question of the day is, if you're a woman/man that you are deeply in love with, had to go to jail for 10 years, would you stay and hold them down? Call us at 347-989-8082. Let us know your answer and shit. Me and Knox is going to start giving away concert tickets, man. I know it's one on the 14th. We're going to see if we can get y'all that. But I think all the bad seats is only available for that. So definitely this summer is going to pop with the concert tickets and shit, man.
Hold on, man. Beggars can't be choosers, man. We get these motherfucking tickets to this K. Michelle. I don't give a fuck if you standing at the door watching it. Motherfucker, if that's what we can afford, if you want the damn ticket, better call in. But nah, for real, we gonna get some decent tickets. I mean, we ain't the richest motherfuckers. I mean, we ain't the poorest motherfuckers either. But we gonna get some tickets to that K. Michelle concert and shit. You know what I'm saying? We gonna get y'all the join and let y'all know how to win, like, or how to play. I mean,
man, need to do is follow me, Knock, in the 856 page on Twitter. You can get us 50K Twitter followers, you good.
Damn, I mean, if you get us to that, I'll buy the whole goddamn thing for you. Fuck that. But I mean, we'll probably have something like the seventh caller, or, I mean, do something on Facebook, or shout us out, or something. If you the eighth person to shout us out on Instagram, or something like that, you'll get a ticket. We're going to do something like that, you know what I'm saying? But we definitely going to get them tickets. We're going to get 2 for you and your date, but you're going to have to follow our directions to get it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we'll definitely post that up. And we know the 14th is right around the corner, so we're going to see what's up and buy those tickets, man.
Yeah.
You know, I know it's we
might get y'all the limo right there, man.
Got the game. I'm going to be with y'all in that motherfucker.
Get y'all the motherfucking escort to the game.
Yeah, right?
Concert. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Pay for it.
Yeah, all right. Not got this. Not mention it to y'all. We about to play the next song. My boy Mike Jones, I'm So Fly. You already know it's 856-18. Let's get it.
This your girl Tania, and you're listening to the hottest online station in the tri-state, Straight Outta Camden Radio, presented by 856 Entertainment.
I'm so fly, fly. I'm so fly, I'm so fly, fly. I'm so fly, I'm so fly. so high, I ain't coming down. Superman, I'm flying around. I'm a boss like Nino Brown. Ronald McDonald, yeah, that's a clown. On cloud nine, sipping on liquor, I'm fine, 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 fine. Calling my girl, and my chick look like a dime, 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 dime. She bringing a friend, and her friend look like a nine, 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 nine. They both in my crib, we all about to have a good time, time, time. I'm playing the game when I'm laying in the game. Ahead of the game, and I'm spitting the flame. Lighting the flame, and I'm making a change, making a change, making a change. Counting my paper, I'm smoking on paper. Purple with gold like I play for the Lakers. Keeping wide open like I play for the Raiders. Running my town like I'm running for mayor. Like Spider-Man, I love Mary Jane. Steady killer, smoking paper planes. We catch feelings, we catch a plane. Back then I had to ride the train. You on the radio like Martin Payne. I'm chasing money, you chasing fame. And I stuck a trap in my own lane. I'm so, so fly, near Paraguay. I'm so fly, I'm so fly, fly. I'm so fly, I'm so fly, fly. I'm so fly, I'm so fly. First we break it down, we roll it up, we light it, then we smoke it. I'm so fly, I'm so fly, fly. I'm so fly, I'm so fly, fly. I'm so fly, I'm so fly. First we break it down, we roll it up, we light it, then we smoke it. Smoke it like Wiz, hand on my bed. Now she swallow my kids, these niggas ain't shit. He flexing in clothes that ain't even his. My head in the clouds, smoking on loud, can't turn the shit down. Seem ball like the Spurs, I'm high as a bird. Bitch, you low as a curve. High in the clouds, I'm somewhere floating. Get the pussy wet, wet, wetter than the ocean. Driving this car fast like it was stolen. OG Cook is what I'm rolling. Damn high, damn fly. Hippie like my brain, tie dies. Don't fuck with scrubs like left eye. Smoking Skywalker, I'm a jet. I got KK out in PA. Getting high on the highway. Ballin' hard like Dr. J, cause I need a billion like Dr. Dre. Loud pack with a backpack, with a snapback, with a bad bitch, with an asset. Wish you could smash that, but you can't have that. If she try to fuck, you gon' ask her to catch her. World peace, world peace. Middle fingers up to the police. Leaving black kids dead right in the streets. They wonder why we smoke so much weed. Cup filled with peace, Amsterdam. Smoking like I'm at Amsterdam. Hoes follow me like Instagram. I so fly, but I won't live. I'm so fly, I'm so fly, fly. I'm so fly, I'm so fly, fly. I'm so fly, I'm so fly. First we break it down, we roll it up, we light it, then we smoke it. I'm so fly, I'm so fly, fly. I'm so fly, I'm so fly, fly. I'm so fly, I'm so fly. First we break it down, we roll it up, we light it, then we smoke it.
Yo, big shout out my boy Mike Jones. I'm so fly, man. I'm so fly. I'm so fly. I'm so fly. I'm so fly. That's my shit, man.
Fuck with that, Jones. Yeah.
Well, other topic we had was, how do you know if you gave your little shorty some A1D and shit? I'll say this. I mean, back in my time, man, I had sex with a lot of women that were already taken. And one thing I did, I knew if it was A1 or not, it was when I'm hitting it from the back, pull their hair back. You know, you got to fuck with the long hair.
Mm-hmm.
I had fucked with a bitch with a weave, and they pull off while I'm hitting it. Shit, it came right off. And so I was hitting it from the back, and I was letting her know. I was like, yo, say fuck your boyfriend.
Woo-hoo.
And she really said it. I was like, yo, I had to stop the whole thing. I just stopped the whole movement. Like, yo, I had the A1.
Hey, yo, I'm going to have to use that, man. That's real.
That feels good. Yeah, it feels great.
That's real. Fuck your boyfriend. And she said it?
Yeah, and she said it.
That's real.
She's a North Cannon bitch.
That's real. Mm-hmm. I might have to see what's going on out north, man.
Yeah, if you can do that, you know what I mean? You can put down your awards and shit, huh? Shit, fuck your boyfriend. Well, let's get on to the motherfucking shout-outs of the day. I'm going to start with mine, you know. So I want to give a big shout-out to my boy Concept, my big shout-out Shay, my boy Corey, Katria. Mina got cute after high school. She grown up.
Puerto Rican ass. I don't know who fuck
yeah.
that is.
Missy Pooh, Garrett, Melissa, and it's Shay. That's the one that called in about the 550 and shit. So that's all my shout. And big shout out to my boy B for turning up when we're gonna raise
this
thing.
Gang entertainment in this bitch, man. Yeah. Shout out to my boy Pop. Yo, that nigga funny as shit. Shout out to my boy Concept, man. Northside. Shout out to my nigga Problem, you already know, man. Gang in here. Shout out to my boy Todd, man. That's my brother from another A1 since day one, man. Shout out to the whole 856 in my squad.
Yeah, so definitely tune in to our radio station Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. You can get the app, the Spreaker app. Definitely, you know what I mean? Get that app. Plus our radio station.
Before we get on to this Charlie Hustle, man, the Spreaker app, that's straight all music. That's
yeah.
all music. Sundays, that's when we do the blog talk. So that's when
show.
You can get the link, you know, the number to call in. That's the show. But the Spreaker, that's just all music. We might say a couple things, but that's about it. Because, you know, a couple people was confused about it.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how I can explain it either way. Motherfuckers are so stupid nowadays, man. Nah, I'm playing. I understand, though. But you already say 5-6. I'm out. About to play the number one song of the day, Charlie Hustle, Good Times.
Clint Beast on the board. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. I got the Duchess of weed, so I'ma go and proceed on my happy little ways to get blunted.
Get blunt.
Relax, this is a joint that you can ride to. Joint you can vibe to. Get your summer roll on, that's if you decide to. Hit the park up, BBQ about to spark up. Running late, I see 10 cars already parked up. I often dream about days like this. Somebody please tell a DJ to play my shit. Right? A summer breeze make this here hit. Tell a hater stay home, cause we don't need that shit. Ha, I see the people parlaying. Good Lord save them, done got the car playing. Good vibes and it feel alright. And even better, ain't nobody getting killed tonight, right?
Ain't here to try to hurt nobody, just here to have us a good time. Good days on the look of those, got a feeling good at this point of my life. For all my squad, keep me all in.
Get in ya. It's nightfall and we just looking for something chill to get into. Feel me? We be riding through the city, hollering at the pretties. We jumping out, they laughing, telling us that we silly. We all going and we see that they on too. Let's bust a move, what half the hour we heading to? That's the plan then. Well, let's go. Not in the mood to have a deal with these metro cops. Standing on these blocks, don't need the seconds when they out. Shit do get hot, watch out. So, back to the mission, getting with these misses, a situation that's fitting, it's a special edition, summertime live, a Charlie Hustle rendition, right?
Ain't here to try to hurt nobody, just here to have a good time, good days start to look a little better, feeling good at this point of my life, for all my squad.
Out of time, man. Dang.
That's so fucking